In case you forgot, everything you need is already within you. You and I are seeds. We're just like seeds that become trees and produce fruit. Everything we have, everything we need is already within. So the question becomes, how do we do that? How do we experience that growth? Number one, it's remembering that you are a seed. Everything you need is already within. And number two is to water your life with life-giving words, thoughts, and actions. And finally, is to get into the right soil. Surround yourself in the right environments, the right people, conversations, and spaces that challenge you to grow and help you unlock. Let's dive into that and more. So there's a bug in this fictional Disney movie that's called A Bug's Life. And he is a visionary. I believe his name's Flick. Actually, I know his name's Flick, so I don't believe it. I know it. I just saw it with my oldest daughter, Gianna. And we're watching the movie, and Flick, this visionary, is trying to explain to a younger aunt who is a little bit naive, doesn't really understand her true potential as an aunt that can carry 10 times its load and think outside the box and build infrastructures that are otherworldly, right? And he's trying to get her to understand the power that's within her, and she doesn't understand it. He keeps showing her this rock, and the aunt Flick goes, "This rock, just picture it being a seed. Everything that the seed needs is already within it. And so, like, all it needs is a couple things, right? The right soil, the little bit of water, and it unlocks and activates and it grows into a tree which produces fruit, etc." And the little aunt's just like staring at the rock, and she's like, "It's a rock." And so he's like, "I know it's a rock, but it's a seed. Bear with me." But that story got me thinking, okay? And here's the idea. You and me are seeds. Everything we need to become everything we are is already within us. You and I are seeds. Everything we need is already within. That idea is so powerful. I've been writing it down. I've been thinking about that idea for a few days now. And the more I think about it, the more powerful it becomes in my mind. I wrote down this idea that the only difference between an actual seed and human beings is that human beings can forget who they are. Human beings are the only creature that can pretend to be something it's not. Human beings are the only creature that forgets what it is. And I think about my life, I'm thinking, whoa, I lived the majority of my life not remembering who I truly am, not remembering that I am a seed. The way God designs me and you and everybody we know is the same way a seed exists, that everything we need is unlocked from within. It's built into the system. It's built into the operating system. And so that was powerful. So we get to choose to remember who we are. And the human being is the only creature that forgets it. So when I feel things like I'm incomplete, I'm not worthy, I don't have what it takes, I need something externally, that's me forgetting who I really am. Because who I really am, like a seed, I already have everything I need within. Now it becomes, what's it going to take from the external to help unlock what's on the internal? What's it going to take from the outside to help unlock what's on the inside already? So I think about this for you and me. What does this look like practically? Well, number one, it's what I just said. It's remembering who you are. You got to remember who you are. You got to remember that you are a seed. You don't have to, but if you really want a life that's better, that you're growing into, that's exponentially more and better and more abundant than what you are right now, it takes remembering who you are and that it's already within you. I'm big on the basics. Keep it simple, keep it clean, but elevated. And if you're like me, then check out Build Basics. They are the answer, the solution to a basic set of clothes, whether it be tees, hoodies, sweatpants, joggers, dress pants that are simple, basic, but elevated. You can dress them up. You can wear them more casual, but they're having 20% off and use code ELEVATED to go upgrade your wardrobe. All right, check it out. Back to the video. So number one is remembering. Number two, though, is asking the question, what does a seed need to grow and to sprout and to become a tree which bears fruit and the whole thing, right? And I thought about this, there's more, right? I actually went into the details like, okay, to sprout it needs this, but then to like flourish it needs, you know, more, right? I'll keep it very simple for us, for this video purpose and this idea, is that a seed to grow, a seed to sprout, needs two things. It needs water and it needs soil. So if you think about this, it needs water and soil. Everything's within. Everything it needs is within. It doesn't have to go to the store to get more seed. It doesn't have to go to the shop to get more miracle growth. No, it's already baked in. It's already designed and intricately woven into the seed's DNA. But water and soil, those are the two things that play the biggest role in the seed's development. So what is water? What is soil? Let's dive into it. Water is life. Water is life. So I think about water, you know, the thoughts, the words, and the actions that you consistently take and think and say, are they giving you life or taking life? That's for us to take inventory. Is what I'm thinking, what I'm saying, and what I'm doing giving me life, or is it taking away? And it's very simple. It's either water or it's not. It's either life-giving or it's not. We're either growing or we're not. I'm either stepping more into my potential or I'm not. Life's like an escalator, right? If you're not moving forward, life is going to bring you back. The default mode, the average mode, the culture and the way life is designed, the society, is if you're not moving forward, you're actually going backwards. You're falling behind. So growth is intentional. It's on purpose. It's intentional. And that seed needs intentional water. So for human beings, once you remember who you are, the second step is to only think things, only say things, only do things that are giving you life and helping you step into growth. Yeah? And then finally is the soil. The second thing the seed needs, once it remembers it's a seed, right, as a human being, is to get in the right soil. And what is the soil? What is the right soil? The right soil is the right environments. It's the kind of environments that, for lack of better words, forces you to grow, right? The right soil forces the seed to grow. It's got no other choice because it's surrounded by everything it needs to sprout and to grow. So for you, think about the five people you spend the most time with. Are they helping you unlock? Are they helping you grow? Are they challenging you to become more? And if not, there's no shame in that, right? I've been in places in my life when the five closest people weren't helping me grow, but it's shameful to stay there because you're made for more. I'm made for more. We are made for so much more than to settle for anything less than the best, right? The best for our life. So how's your environment, right? What about your habits? Like, you know, I'm guilty of this for sure. Like my environment, my desk is messy, you know, my room can be messy. I have a habit, especially old Brian, to not leave things better than when I arrived. But that is a leaf, for, you know, pun intended, that is a leaf that I am turning. I want to leave things better than when I showed up, than how I found it. I want to have a clean desk, a clean mental space. I want to surround myself with people, but also have an optimized environment for creativity, for focus, for growth, for value creation. So environmental factors play a big role. That's the people you rub shoulders with, the people you spend time with, the conversations you engage in, strangers, friends, mentors, the content you consume, the things that you focus on, the things that are coming in, right? The soil, the environments come in to the seed on some level, right? They will impact your growth. So that's the idea. Now, how do we do that? How do we grow? Intentionality. It's taking inventory. How are the people you spend time with? What are they like? Are they people on the same mission as you? Do you want what they have? Have they been where you want to go? No? Level up. right? You know, it's, I'm not talking about cutting out friends. I'm talking about upgrading who you're spending time with, because people's words and their frameworks and their mindsets and their approach to life becomes how you see things. It becomes your dialogue. I think about Gianna as I close. I think about Gianna. I'm so careful about how I choose the words I say and speak out loud, because I know that the way I speak becomes how she talks to herself. The way she hears dad talk becomes how she speaks to herself. And so I only use life-giving words. I only use empowering words. You know, I only use words that, like for disciplining, I never say, hey, you are blank. That's a negative word. I say, that's not you. You're better than that, right? I know that's not you, Gianna. Like, you're not a mean person. That action was mean, but you are so much better than that. You are so much more than that. Here, let me invite you to more, to higher standards, to higher living. It's the same way with ourselves. The same thing that I see with my girls and my kids, it's the same thing that adults are processing through and growing into. Because after all, we are just older, more mature children. Let's be honest. So don't forget to have fun. Enjoy the process of becoming. But remember that you are a seed. First step is to remember who you are. Second step is to get into the right soil, the right environments, the right people, the right conversations and content that you consume. And three is to water your life. Water your life with positive words, with life-giving positive thoughts, and positive actions that align with your goals. And that's the message, all right? Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Hope you enjoyed the video. You're a seed. Remember who you are. Now get in the right soil and water your life. I'll see you in the next video. Peace.